Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I want to talk to you about how we can stay spiritually healthy during a lockdown. Now, there's a sermon title that I never thought I would have to come up with. Have you noticed just now there is so much information on the go? There's so much to take in, and when you listen to some of the news channels and some of the social media posts and all those social media experts, it can begin to get us a little bit discouraged. It can even, if we're not careful, it can make us spiritually unhealthy. Remember before when you were able to go outside for more than 1 hour? Remember when you were able to go to the gym? When I used to go to the gym, our local gym, I used to go with my headphones. Because when I went into the gym room, there was always the local radio station was playing in the background. And some of the current and classic hits weren't always to my taste. And it became a distraction for me as I was trying to do my workout. So I began to take my earphones and I'd put them in my ear and I'd be careful to make sure I was picking something on my device which was helpful for me to complete my workout. Brilliant. I remember those days long ago, it feels now, where you could pick a playlist on Spotify or a podcast, and whilst I was improving my physical health, also I was helping my spiritual health at the same time just now. Maybe for some of us, as we've been stuck indoors for this last while, you've listened to so much 24-hour news channels, you've listened to so much on social media. Maybe for some of us, we need to change the track. We need to choose the playlist that we're listening to. And today I want to just give you some advice to help you to stay spiritually healthy during a lockdown. And the first thing I would like to tell you about is worship. Maybe just now is you're going through the days. I was reminded of that great movies that people like, Star Wars. Remember the Imperial March? Maybe this is the soundtrack that you're listening to. Do, 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 do. Everything seems so doom and gloom. Or maybe you're in a different place and you're like listening to the theme tune. Do, 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 do. I'm not sure what you're listening to, but I want to encourage you to shift your focus to worship. And just to reflect on the songs like, God, I look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. Or maybe the song, The Blessing, knowing that God is with us, he is for us, he is not against us. Worship is so important, not just in lockdown, but also all throughout our lives. When we worship and listen to worship music, it can change the atmosphere in our spirit and in our homes. King Saul in the Old Testament used to get David into his palace to play worship music if ever he felt that he was stressed or he was perplexed. And the Bible tells us that when David played his musical instrument, that Saul felt better. And maybe just now you're getting all worked up and stressed out and just consumed with anxieties and worries. I want to encourage you to practice in your home listening to worship music, but also worshiping to worship music. See, when you worship, you shift your focus away from yourself to God, away from your weaknesses to his greatness. When you worship, you change the atmosphere in your spirit and in your home. Because when you worship, you open the door to the presence of God to rule in your life and in your home. Can I encourage you today, and as we go through this next time of shutdown, to make a point that maybe some point during your day, or maybe a moment which is suitable for you and your family, why don't you throw on YouTube or Spotify or whatever you listen to, and just together as a family, take a moment to shift all the distractions and worship together as a family. Hey, this morning I want to encourage you to, as parents, that you are the worship leaders in your home. As parents, it's so easy to binge on the latest box set, or maybe to get caught up in the 24 news cycle. or maybe just to throw in Disney Plus to entertain the kids. But you're the worship leader in your home. So take that time to worship together. A couple of weeks ago now, as we were waiting for Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister, to make his announcement on that Monday night, we sort of knew what was coming, but there was that uncertainty as well. And in our home, Deborah and I sat down and we listened to that song. It seems to be the song of the moment, The Blessing. And that helped us just to prepare our hearts to what we were going to hear, but also to give us the right perspective that whatever he was going to say and whatever comes in our future, God is still in control. So how are we going to stay spiritually healthy? We're going to worship together. You know, maybe we need to have some living room worship. So wherever you're at today, let's make a point of doing that. Why? Because I heard a great quote by Jensen Franklin. He said this, "Choose to replace worry with worship and panic with praise." That's one of the best things you could do today, to replace your worries and your panic with worship and with praise. The style is not important at the moment. It's whatever helps you to connect with God. Hey, at Apex, we've created an Apex Hope playlist on Spotify. You can search for that and you can play these songs of hope in your home. You know, isolation is not all bad. The Apostle Paul wrote some of the most profound words in a prison cell. He wrote the letters to Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon, and he saw people get saved in jail. And during this time of isolation, there are some benefits. We've been taken back to what matters most. If you're in your home today, you're with your family, and you've still got your faith. And I love that quote which says, "Jesus plus nothing equals everything." You can take everything else away, but if you're surrounded with the ones that you love most, and you still got Jesus, you've already got everything that you'll ever need. I've found myself watching these news channels, and I'll be honest, it doesn't take long before my spirit gets discouraged and I begin to think more about what I could be worried about other than what I could be thankful for. And it's so important that we don't only worship, but we keep the Word center in our lives as well. You need to view the world and all that's going on right now from a biblical perspective, not from our emotions or the opinions of some experts on social media who are just having a rant. We need to make sure we're rooted in Scripture. The psalmist said this, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light on my path." There used to be an old advert for their local paper, the Press and Journal. And on the billboard, it used to say these words, "Start the day with the P&J." And as disciples of Jesus today, I think that's good advice for us. We should start the day with prayer and Jesus. Whether for you that's when you get out of bed in the morning and the first thing you do is say a little prayer and prepare your heart, or maybe you're in the shower and you're just waking up, or maybe it's sitting at the coffee table, whatever it is for you, let's start the day with prayer and Jesus. Let's also at this time be in God's Word. And can I recommend to you, if you haven't got a daily reading plan, then if you've got a smartphone, or even if you've got access to the internet, you can access the YouVersion Bible app, which has thousands of Bible plans and devotionals, which will help you to have a biblical perspective during this time of crisis. Maybe that's something you need to do today, is just by yourself start a plan, or you can even do a plan with other people in your home or in your life group or friends that you know, and you can journey together through God's Word. Read your Bible every day. The Bible tells us this in Hebrews chapter 4. "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword." The word of God was written over a long period of time, but it's still as relevant today as when it was first penned. And it can speak into your situation today. So I would encourage you to look to God's word. Also, we need to make wise choices. Wisdom is so important, and we get that from God's Word, the Bible. James tells us that if any lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. We don't need to let fear dictate our behavior. We can't let our emotions dictate how we behave. But we need to ask ourselves, with all our actions, is this the wise thing for me to do, for my family, but also for other people as well? So if you're staying at home as you should be, we need to continue to respect the government's advice. Stay at home. We need to shop smart when we go into the supermarket, buy what you need, and maybe be able to help others at this time because that's important that we think of others right now also. But finally this morning, I want to remind you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have his peace. Peace is a person, and his name is Jesus. This is what Paul wrote in isolation, and he said this in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, "For he, Jesus, himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation." You are maybe physically separated right now, but you're never spiritually separated from Jesus. He is with you, he is within you, and he is in this moment right now. And he promises that he is our peace. He gives us his peace. And maybe right now you are feeling spiritually unhealthy, or you're feeling like things are just getting out of hand and crazy, but you can receive the peace of Jesus right now. He told his disciples, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus said, "My peace I give to you." And that applies to every believer this moment. Wherever you find yourself, you have his peace. I want to encourage you this morning. Maybe you've tuned in and you're not a Christian, and you've just checked us out today, and you're feeling that in the midst of everything that's going on right now, you're feeling fearful. You're feeling like you just don't know what the future holds. And if you're being honest, you're a little bit scared and you're anxious and you don't have the peace that I've talked about today. Well, that's available for you. And that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus came into this world, and for him to be able to take down those walls of separation, he had to lay down his life. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He's the one who says, "I lay down my life for my friends." He said that there is no greater love than one who lays down his life for his friends. Jesus went to the cross so that you never need to be alone ever again, because he wants to be in relationship with you. And when Jesus went to the cross, he took all our things that we regret, the rubbish in our lives, the actions that we wish we've, "I wish I never did that," the thought that you wish you could take back, that word spoken in haste. The Bible calls that sin. He took that upon himself. And he took the punishment and the penalty which our sins deserved, so that today you could ask for God's forgiveness. And he promises that he'll forgive us of all our sins. And even better, he tells us that we will now be in a relationship with Jesus today. We'll experience the abundant life that he came to give us. But he promises us eternal life, that we will be with Jesus forevermore. That's why in the midst of everything that's going on right now, believers are hope-filled. Believers are confident that it doesn't matter what happens to me, I know for sure that Jesus is in control and I have a future with him. But I wonder today, could you say that you've got that assurance today? I want to give you this opportunity, and it's very simple. I'm going to pray a prayer right now, and I ask you just to repeat these lines after me. And if you do this today, can you help us? It's so important that you do this, that you send us an email or you hit us up on Facebook and you say, "I just prayed this prayer." And that's so important that you do that, because we want to be able to help you. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now. And you're sitting at home and you say, "Daniel, I want to know this peace. I want to know Jesus. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want to start a relationship with God. I want to know that I can have abundant life here and eternal life in my future." If that's you, will you join in with this prayer? Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world, that you died on the cross, you took my place, you took my sins. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I ask you to make me into a new creation by the power of your Spirit. Jesus, I confess you are my Lord. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
As you know, I've been taking great comfort from the book of Psalms. I've really been enjoying it. I've gotten so much comfort in this season, really helping me through. I want to read a psalm to you. It's actually one of my favorites. It's Psalm 46. Listen to this. God is a refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is with her, she will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fail. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Be still and know that I am God. Do you know in Hebrew that word be still literally means release, let go, surrender? That's what God is asking us to do in this season. He's saying whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're carrying, whatever the weight, the burden that you're feeling right now, God is saying this. Be still, release it. Commit it to me. Surrender it to me. And then he says, and know that I am God. I'll tell you when you'll know and realize that he is God. When you come to that point of being able to release or surrender. My dad used to say there was something incredible in the prayer of surrender. That moment that you say, God, I can't do it anymore. I can't carry it anymore. So here you go. I release it to you. And I believe that's the word of the Lord for someone this morning. You face some things this week. You've been going through some things that are challenging you. Be still and know that he is God. He's got you. Whatever it looks like, whatever is happening, God has got you. Be still and know he is God.